Well, this is FFA week, and we're going to visit with some of the Griswold FFA members today. We're going to start with
Riley Smith.
Riley, tell us, how long have you been involved in FFA?
This is my fourth year in FFA. I guess we start in eighth grade, have kind of like a little intro thing. You kind of get to experience a little bit of it and see if you like it. And, you know, I really liked it, so kept on going with it.
Sure. Why did you want to be involved in FFA in the first place?
Well, I live on a farm, so, you know, just been exposed to it my whole life. My dad was in FFA, too, so there was kind of, you know, just experience from there to want to be like dad.
Sure. Has FFA changed much from when your dad was involved to now?
I would say contests have changed quite a bit, just the rules that they have to provide, and there's a lot more stuff you can do with it, just technology-wise. Sure. But, I don't know, it's still pretty basically the same thing, you know. They're teaching the same values.
Okay. How much time do you spend involved in FFA here at school? It seems like there's a lot of kids always hanging around the FFA room.
Yeah, I'd say we spend quite a bit of time in FFA. I don't know if I can really put a number on it. It's a lot of time, but it's worthwhile time, you know?
Yeah. For someone who's not really familiar that much with FFA, what types of things do you do? Because I think folks are probably figuring it's mostly just, you know, sitting around talking about, you know, hogs, cows, and all that kind of stuff, but that's not what it is.
Right. It's mostly just becoming better leaders, just not even in just agriculture, because I'd say, you know, a lot of people that are in FFA don't even.
And let's talk about your experience specifically. What's the best thing you've been able to do through FFA?
I would say the best thing I've been able to do is the contests, because last year I was able to go to state in the radio broadcasting contest, so that was a really neat experience. I guess also at the state fair, I did the floriculture show, and I got a grand champion flower. So, I mean, it's just cool when your things like that pay off, and then you get to see it happen just in a big scale.
Well, I know you guys do a lot during the school year, but you're really visible, of course, during, like, county fair and stuff like that. Is it important to take advantage of those times to get the message out to the public?
Definitely. I would say there tends to be a little bit of a split between, you know, like, you either know about FFA or you know absolutely nothing about it, really. So, you know, by showing animals, you know, people do get the idea that we're doing, you know, at least that part of it. But just doing even contests and stuff, you know, they really realize that there's a bunch of stuff you can do and you try new things. And it really does help with membership, I would say.
Sure.
There's a lot of people I've known that are like, oh, it's cool that you show animals at fair, and you know, how do I do that?
And Riley, how do you see FFA playing out for the rest of your life? What do you see taking away from this that's going to help you down the road?
Well, I'm kind of at a toss-up between majors right now. I'm thinking ag communications or ag technology. So, FFA is definitely going to apply to the rest of my life with the career and everything. And probably once my dad can't farm anymore, I'll probably take over the family farm and try to, I probably won't run it as much as he does, but I will definitely take it over and run it, at least some of what he does.
Okay, so definitely a part of your life. Well, Riley, thank you so much. Okay, who's next?
Madison Potter.
Madison, tell us about your experience in FFA. Was it a family affair with you?
Yeah, it was pretty much a family affair. My parents have both been in it and all my siblings, so it was kind of just, it wasn't a forced thing, but it was more of an encourage that, oh, hey, you should do it since we've all others done it, so sure. Yeah.
So did you kind of have a working knowledge before you ever started of exactly what you were getting yourself into?
Well, I kind of knew what FFA was about with my brothers, and I was like, you know, I'll just try it out to see if I like it, and I've loved it ever since I've started it.
Yeah. Why? What's the best part about it for you?
Well, showing is a big thing in our family, and so it's been one where I can show in another show, and getting to be more of a leader in FFA has really helped me out, too.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of preparation, though, in showing. We all know that. You don't just show up on fair day and just go after it.
Yeah, it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of time you put into FFA. Mm-hmm. And all the things that you do before shows and contests or whatever, it really pays off in the end. So
it seems like there's a really high proportion of the students here at Griswold that get involved in FFA. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that since we're from a small town, it's just, and we're in a town where farming is a big thing, and a lot of the families here farm, and so I think that it's kind of just a, like, oh, hey, you do it, I'll do it, and try it out, and it's more of a family thing, too, so, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a big family thing here, yeah. Too, not just your family, but the FFA family. Yeah. Talk about your experiences so far. What do you want to take away from this for the rest of your life?
I want to take away what I've learned and all the responsibilities and leadership and a lot of the friendships I've learned and had through FFA. I want to take that into my career and see where it goes in life.
Excellent. What's the best thing you've been able to do in FFA so far?
The best thing I've done is show, since that is, again, a big thing in our family. And so it really has been really fun these past few years.
Excellent. Well, Madison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And next we have?
Morgan Mundorf.
Okay, Morgan, tell us about your experience in FFA then. Did you know before you ever got into eighth grade, into high school, that you were going to be a part of this?
Yeah, I did. My parents both did it, and my older brother did it, so it was kind of, I want to say, expected of me to do it.
But it was still your choice?
Yeah, it was still my choice.
Okay, very good. What about through FFA? What's the best thing you've been able to do? Is there something that you've been able to do through FFA that you wouldn't have otherwise?
Probably just, like, the experience, like, becoming an officer and all that. It's just being around Mr. Blair and having experience of doing all this agriculture stuff that I might not get to do otherwise.
Sure. Did you have some expectations coming in? Like, for example, I wanted to get some leadership experience, that type of thing?
Yeah, I wanted to go to state in at least one thing for a contest. Yeah,
what contest do you participate in?
I'm in Treasurer's Book this year because I'm the chapter treasurer, but I did Green Hand Test my freshman year, and I didn't do anything last year.
Okay. And what about for the future? I mean, you probably have some plans for your future now. How do you see FFA fitting into that?
Just kind of becoming like a leader and like the and helping out in the workplace and stuff like that with a future job.
Is there a lot of passing down in the Griswold FFA program? I mean, do the seniors really, truly try to bring in the freshmen, the younger students to try to help them through it?
I think so. It seems like a lot of the older kids encourage the middle schoolers and that to get involved.
Okay. Be a spokesperson then. Tell folks why they should consider getting their youngsters or why the youngsters should consider getting involved in FFA.
It's a really good experience, and you can learn a lot from your advisors and everyone around you, and you learn a lot from the contests.
Okay. And do you guys have a decent FFA advisor here yet?
Yeah, Mr. Blair's the best.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, Morgan, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And next we have?
Faith Rozelle.
Okay, Faith, tell us about your experience in FFA from the get-go. Did you know what you wanted out of this?
Not really. I didn't really know what I was getting into. I actually started my eighth grade year when we have like a contest for the eighth grade, and I did Ag CSI because some of the girls in my class asked me to, and we ended up getting runner-up at state, and I think that was kind of just when I decided to do it. Neither of my sisters did it, so I was kind of the first one of us, so.
Okay, so it wasn't necessarily a family affair with you. You decided to go out on this on your own.
Yeah, I did.
Good. Okay, well, tell me a little bit about the activities and things here, because it seems to me that FFA is more of a team thing sometimes than some other coursework you might take.
Yeah, it definitely is. We always do a lot of things as a group. Like, obviously, our monthly meetings, but then we have, like, our bonfire, where it's pretty much just for us to bond together and create those relationships.
Yeah, why do so many students in the Griswold District gravitate toward FFA?
I think it's just that a lot of people do it, so it's kind of normal here. So people here know that it's not just agriculture, because, like, my family, we aren't farmers, so I got into it for the leadership aspect, but then I came out with some of the agricultural aspect. So it's just like your friends doing it, so why not? And then everybody always loves it.
So are you saying that the program is kind of set up through FFA so that you can get out of it pretty much what you want? You'll get a pretty good idea of other things, but you can kind of focus on specifics?
Yeah, I think people can start out with just like, you know, just wanting to do the leadership part, but by the end of it, everybody's kind of just in all of it, and they're usually really involved as seniors, so that's great.
Seems like the classroom atmosphere is just a little different than some other classes.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a lot more enjoyable and fun, but then also we do learn about the agriculture side, which is right. Important.
Right. Well, you've got to keep student interest in it, too, and that's a good way to do that is to have fun and also involve so many more students, too. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. That's Faith Rozelle, and we also had Riley Smith, Morgan Mundorf, Madison Potter, just visiting today with some of the Griswold FFA students here in National FFA Week.